Our scripture today comes from Paul's letter to the Romans in the 14th chapter, verses 7 through 9. We do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, so that he may be Lord of both the dead and the living. May God bless this reading, hearing, and our understanding of this, his holy word. Amen. Would you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, help us to set aside the cares of the day. Open our minds, our hearts, and our spirits up. And may everything that is said, heard, and understood this day be pleasing to you. Amen. So my pastor, Wendy Wilson, posted a picture of her devotional during one day this week. It was talking about change. And I had a little bit of time to think about this because Monday I went up to visit my folks in Ohio, came back yesterday, and it's the longest that I think I've been in that house since I left after college, and I slept in the same room, not the same bed. I slept in the same room. I ate in the same kitchen. I sat in the same living room with my parents watching TV. And I couldn't help but think back to when I was growing up, when I was a young boy, and how every day was kind of the same. It was get up, have breakfast, catch the bus to school, go to school, catch the bus home, watch a little TV, have some supper, do my homework, go to bed, and repeat the next day. It was kind of nice that everything was the same, and anything that did change was a happy change. Like going into gym and expecting to play dodgeball, which I absolutely hated, and walking in and seeing the parachute sitting out there. How many of you ever did parachute in PE? That was one of the best things that you could ever, ever do. And Mr. May, our gym teacher, had a record that he would play with this guy that would tell you what to do. And I remember it usually started out with us around the parachute holding on. And the guy on the record would say, and up, 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 way up. And we just had so much fun with that. That was a welcome change. As life went on and I got into the high school, you know, everything was pretty much status quo. And then I got to college. And the changes became more, shall we say, not as pleasant. I had great aunts and uncles that started to pass away. I had challenges that would come up. I went into college going to be a chemical engineer. Second semester, I was failing physics, and I had to decide, am I going to continue or am I going to change my major? And it was a big thing, so to speak. And then I had to decide whether I was going to ask my girlfriend to marry me or not. And that was a big decision too, because this was going to affect the rest of my life. By the way, I still have her. She's sitting there. And then I graduated college and I went out and I was truly on my own, even though I lived 15 minutes from my future in-law's house and from Holly. And all of a sudden, I had to pay rent and get groceries, and the stupid car would break down, and Mom and Dad, you know, they weren't going to take care of it anymore. And change kept coming into my life. But the changes started to get more inconvenient, more harder, so to speak. Life is like that sometimes. I've seen a number of articles comparing Christianity specifically now versus 100 years ago, and how things have changed. What are the things that they never dreamt of 100 years ago, things that we are dealing with today? And it seems like there's a lot of uncertainty in this world today that didn't necessarily exist even in our parents' time. When my parents and my grandparents were growing up, you started a job and that was your job for life. You stuck with it. My dad was a steel worker. First out actually doing, you know, working with the steel, and then he was in the office, but that he worked in the steel industry for his entire career until he was laid off in sixth grade. But that was the way of life. People had these jobs and they continued on until it was time for them to retire. That certainty of employment, not as good these days, where companies form and seem to be doing well and then all of a sudden peter out, and that job security is not there like it used to be. Financially, things are a little bit different now. Again, because of that chance, so to speak, of losing your job, your financial stability, that safety net, if you will, is not as strong as it might be. Health-wise, you know, we've been dealing with a lot over the last 2 years, especially with COVID and all the other things. And it just seems like that all of these safety nets are starting to crumble. And that changes in our lives become more and more prominent. They affect us more and more. It's not like when we were children living in our parents' house, where everything was peaceful, everything was serene. So how do we deal with this? How do we deal with all of these life-changing changes that happen to us on what seems like almost a daily basis? Something new comes up. The new vaccine, companies closing, markets crashing, more and more people not being able to afford homes, and some that are homeless. How the heck do we deal with this? Well, how we deal with this is we cling to something that doesn't change. We need to cling, I think, even more so today. We need to cling to God, and we need to cling to Jesus. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is still. He was, is, and shall be that solid rock where we can take comfort, that we can cling to and hope, that we can cling to and dream, cling to get some clarity so that we can see a way through the change that happens in our lives. Our scripture for today alludes to this. It says, we do not live to ourselves. We do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord. If we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. I said last week, we belong to Jesus, which means that we can cling to his promises, even in our darkest hours. He never changes. His love never changes. His hope never changes. His comfort, his being a good parent, wanting the best for us, never changes. If I live, whatever, while I live, whatever happens, I am God's. And if I die, I die still belonging to God. They say, you know, death is the hardest thing you're ever going to experience. But again, we belong to Christ. And he is there providing that solid rock, being that lighthouse in the storms of the changes of our lives. So as we go through all of the changes, all of the situations in the world, all of the things that are going on in this nation, this state, this county, and this city, let us not lose hope. But remember that through all of the changes, the one that never changes is always with us and always ready to meet our needs. Amen. Mm-hmm.